in her office kilometers away, after receiving Windorven's encoded communication, Admiral Perova buzzed for Captain Hunor to join her. The falling mail swept into her office at such speed that his ponytail took an extra half a second to sway into place against his back after he skidded to a stop.
Admiral?
She smiled up at him. He was such a good, obedient right hand. Once the Galactic Alliance and the Galactic Empire were reunited under traditional Imperial guidelines, and non-humans such as Hunor found their careers entombed beneath the trans-peristeel ceiling, he'd probably feel betrayed. But for now, he earnestly believed that the acts of sabotage, suborning, and murder he was accomplishing on the side were all solely for the removal of a chief of state who seemed increasingly erratic. She handed him a set of data cards. Mandos to destroy Ovin's encampments. Leak these details to the usual resources. Then get over to the Riot Control Center and assume personal control in the Senate building perimeter. I don't want protesters to be initially hindered, but I want Galactic Alliance security efforts to keep them in line to be,
intrusive, ineffective, tragic?
All three. He took the chips, saluted, and was gone. She shrugged, not displeased. After all the dust settled, Hunor might end up being a pretty good gardener. She hit a desktop button to seal and sensor insulate her office, then from a drawer, withdrew a large, elaborate comlink. It broadcast on a specific comm channel to a receiver in this room. The receiver was hardwired to a repeater situated kilometers away. She recorded a brief message.
This is Nona. On your way back home, would you pick up a container of blue milk? Thanks ever so.
In seconds, the circuitry in the comlink would modulate Perova's voice to more sultry tones, then transmit the recording to the personal comlinks of all the other members of her conspiratorial circle. The words were innocuous enough, a plausible mistransmission, but everyone who was supposed to receive them would understand. Dalla had taken another self-destructive citizen in flaming step, one that the historical archives would, in their jaded wisdom, agree spelled the Chief of State's doom. A pity about Fireborn. But no one would ever know that Captain Hunor, before leaving the frigate, had programmed an emergency marker buoy to broadcast Ovin's last message and had activated a self-destruct countdown authorized by the Chief of Naval Operations. It was the perfect bombing. No bomb necessary. Perova deactivated the room's sensor insulation, summoned her aides, and rose. She'd spend the next several hours at the Senate building. She needed to be there for the kill.